Blessings.
Blessings to each and every one of you that's on the line today. I'm going to start off with prayer, and then I will release what thus says the Lord. Father, we thank you for this day, O God. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to be here one more time, God, to reverence your name, God, to seek you, O God. Father, we thank you, God, for everything that you have done for us, God. Father God, we thank you, God, for allowing us to go through this week, O God. Father God, we thank you, God, for all the things, O God, that you have given us, O God, according to your riches and your glory, O God. Father, as I get ready to release your word on today, O God, Father, I ask that our hearts are open to receive, our ears are in tune with what thus says the Lord, God. And we thank you right now, God, for what you're doing on this prayer line, God. Amen. God, we ask that you... I'm sorry, Mom. We thank you, God, for what you're doing even now, Father. Father, I ask right now, God, that you minister to our minds, our hearts, and our spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So as I begin, oh, Father God, I'm asking that you cover my apostle, oh, God, and all of the members of SIT Miami, oh, God. Cover them, God, with your precious blood in the name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father, as I get ready to bring your word, God, let me decrease, God, and you allow and you increase in me, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you so much, God. Thank you, Father. As I was in prayer, the topic that the Lord gave me was stay the course. Stay the course. No matter what it looked like, no matter what it seems like, no matter if it's not looking like you want it to look, you got to stay the course. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your heart, your mind, and your soul in tune with God, because you shall reap the harvest of the Lord. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. Keep your eyes on the Lord. So the first scripture that I'm going to read will be coming from James 1 and 2. And it reads, blessed is the one who preserves under trials, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Father, no matter how the trials come, God, we ask you that you give us strength, God, to carry out the trial, oh Lord. Father God, we know, God, that you are able to do all things exceedingly above all, Father. No matter how it looks, God, it may not look like we want it to look, God, but God, we know that your hand is in it, God, and we're going to continue to trust you through our trials, through our tribulations when they come, God. We're going to continue to lean on your everlasting word, God, because that's all we have is your word, Father. Father, you said in your word, trust you in all things. So God, we're going to continue to trust, even when we don't feel like we can trust, God, we're going to continue to trust you, God, because you said in your word that you would take care of us. So we're going to trust what you said in your word, Father. And we're going to persevere, God, no matter how it looks, God. We're going to stay the course. No matter how it looks, we're going to stay the course. The next scripture will be Philippians 3 and 14. And the Lord say, I press towards the mark, the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ. Sometimes we don't feel like going, but you got to press. You got to press. You got to keep going and going and going. Because why? If we want to reap our reward, if we want to continue to do the things of the Lord, we must press our way through obstacles, circumstances, situations. We have to continue to trust God and press towards the mark of the high calling. We must continue to press our way, even when it don't look like we can get it done. Even when it don't look right, God, we got to continue to press our way through and allow God to be God. Sometimes we get in the way of what God is trying to do, and we mess it all up because we don't operate in patience. You got to have patience when you pray and you asking God to do certain things. He does not come when we want him to, but he's always on time. So you must have patience and wait on the Lord. Press your way. Press your way through any obstacles and continue to lean on God. The next scripture will be Galatians 6 and 9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Don't come weary in your well-doing. I know the enemy, he comes and he try to make us think that we can't do certain things, or he try to make us think that certain things are not lining up with what God said, but he is a liar. He is a liar and he's the father of lies. We must not get weary. If we're going to give something to God, we got to give it to God and leave it there. Do not pick it back up. Trust in the Lord and all things, and allow God to be God. For in due time, you shall reap a good harvest. When I think about harvest, I think about when a farmer, they go out and they get ready to plow the land. And they cannot plow the land if they don't make the crop line straight. When they plow the land has to be straight so they can lay down the foundation. And so we have to keep our hands to the plow. And we got to know that God is going to be with us through all things. Hebrews 12 and 1 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders, and the sin that is so easy entangled, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. We got to keep running and running, and as we running, we cannot allow things to hinder us to where we go back into our sin and do the things that's not pleasing unto God's eyesight. Sometimes the enemy will come and he will try to take us back in our past, and he will try to tell us that we is not worthy to do the will of God. But you know, when you have a relationship with God and when you have the Holy Ghost, God would allow you to dust the devil off your feet and keep running and running, and do not be hindered by what the enemy is trying to tell you. But in order for you to run that race, you got to have and know that God is with you, and know that you is after what God, the Christ, knowing that Christ, you is with Christ, and nothing should distract you from what God is doing in your life. Do not be entangled in sin. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot have one feet in and one feet out. The Bible says, choose him this day who you're going to serve. It's either the devil or God, but you can't be in between. He said, if you in between, he will spill you out of his mouth. You can't be hot and cold. You got to choose the Father who you want to serve, and don't be entangled to and fro. When God is not working for you, you want to run back to your sin. No, stay the plow. Keep your hand in the plow. Continue to serve and reap the harvest of the Lord. Romans 5:3-4, it says, not only so, but we also glory in our suffering, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character is hope. Each and every one of us have a responsibility, and that is our character. We have to maintain good charactership when serving the Lord. Because what people don't understand is when you got good character, and when you're serving God, some things just don't bother you no more. And people don't understand that. But when you begin to lean on God, and you know that you say, for God I will and for God I'll die. So you got to understand that the commitment that you made for God is going to come with some welfare. It's going to come with persecution. It's going to come with trials and tribulations. But it is your assignment to continue to stay with God, and let nothing shake your faith. Don't let nothing hinder you from serving God. He is your resource to the source. Don't allow anything to interrupt what God is doing in your life. Sometimes the enemy want to come and throw you off the track. And that's when you know that God is getting ready to bless you, because right in the minute when God get ready to bless you, the enemy always seems to show his face in something. But we decree and declare that we will stand on the promise of God. And no matter what situation we come through, we go through, that we will continue to lean on God. Thessalonians 5:24 says, the one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. We got to be faithful to God. When you're faithful to God, he honors our faithfulness. Sometimes we get a little weary, but we got to understand that our faithfulness is how we're judged by God. Are we good stewards for the kingdom? Are we good leaders for the kingdom? Are we doing everything that God requires us to do for us to get to a place where he desires us to be? And one of the things that I learned about Christ is that you can never get too much of Christ. You just keep growing and growing and glowing in the things of God. And that's what Christ do. The more you want him, the more God begins to clean up the old habits. He begins to clean up the filthy mouth. He began to take off and take things and strip you from the things of the past. And the enemy always try to come back. And you always have somebody to say to you, oh, I know how that person used to be in their past. That's stuff God done forgave you for, you got to move forward and continue to know that God is with you. Don't worry about what people say, because they don't have a heaven or a hell to place you in. You continue to lean on the things of God. Limitations 3, 22 and 23 says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassion never fails. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Greatness is your faithfulness. When we stay faithful to the Lord, there is so much favor in our faithfulness. And we got to understand that if you don't have the faith of God, how do you learn how to stand on the word of God if there's no faith? It ties together. We got to understand that faith will carry us through this walk of life. And we just thank God for God being God, because a lot of us was a wrench in sin, but God found us in our deepest hour, and he saved us. And he bought us out of the miry clay. God did that for us. So why would we want to go back and play with the devil? He has nothing for us. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. We must continue to serve the Lord with our whole heart, mind, body, and soul. It all goes together. Psalms 37 and 5 say, commit your ways to the Lord. Let him, and he will do this. Everything that you want God to deliver you from, commit yourself to him. Give it up. Have a heart to give it up. You can't say that you want to give it up out your mouth, but you're not speaking from your heart. You got to say that thing with boldness and know that you are done and you're committed to the Lord, so you can continue to do what thus says the Lord. Commit all your ways unto him, and he will guide us. When we feel like we're falling short and we feel like we can't get past a certain stage of obstacles and situations, when you commit to God and trust God, you're going to get through anything the enemy try to throw at you. You're going to get through it. You're going to get past that. 2 Timothy 2 and 13 say, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot defile himself. We can't be faithless, y'all, with this walk. We cannot be faithless. We're either going to trust God or we not. It's like a balanced scale. You want to be balanced with God. You can't have one on one weight on one side heavier than the other side. Faithfulness comes with balance. You cannot be to and from, waving fro and fro. It's either going to trust God or you're not. But God is faithful to us, even when we're not faithful to ourselves. How do I know this? Because I have been in situations that I was not faithful to God. And I wasn't faithful to God, but he was faithful to me. So I know, because I'm a living testimony of this. Deuteronomy 31 and 6 says, be strong and courage. Do not be afraid of the terrified because of them. For the Lord your God go with you. He would never leave you nor forsake you. God is always, always with us. Even when we don't feel like we got ourselves, we are wrapped in the Father's bosom because we are His children. And we made a vow to God. So you think that when we made a vow to God, you think God is going to give up on us? No, we sometimes give up on God because we don't have enough patience to continue to trust God and what He's doing. Sometimes God don't give you everything all at once. When you pray and you ask God for certain things, He does not give you everything at one time. God give you things in pieces, because if He give it to you all at one time, you wouldn't know what to do with all of it. So it comes in pieces. But as you begin to pray and God begin to show you what He's doing, then you will be able to see what the Lord is doing in your life, because it'll all come together just like He said. The plan will all come together. Father, I thank You for this word today. And Father, let us remain staying the course, God. You have blessed Sit Miami with some great leaders. You blessed Sit Miami with a great lead steward, apostles, prophets, ministers of the gospel. God, when trials and tribulations come our way, Father, Father, we ask that we stay steadfast, unremovable, and abiding in the things of You, God. Father, let nothing distract us. Let us stay on course for Your will, for Your glory, for the purpose of our lives. And Father, as we move forward through this 60-60, and those that are not part of Sit Miami, Father, we ask, God, that You continue, when this 60-60 is over, that You continue to minister to their hearts, their minds, and their souls, God. We thank You right now, Father, for the things that You have done in St. Miami. We thank You for the things that You are doing in St. Miami. And Father, we praise You right now for the things to come, God, because it shall be a great work in St. Miami, God. Continue to keep us as a whole, as a body, and one, Father. Like You said, we're all the body of Christ, God. Continue to allow us to be together, Father. And Father, we thank You right now for the love and the compassion that remains in St. Miami, God. And we ask You, God, that You continue to stir up the love, God. Let it continue to be contagious, oh God. Father, we want to draw the people in, Father. Father, we ask right now, God, as we surrender our hearts to You, Father, we thank You right now, God. And Father, You know that we love You and You love us, and we love serving You, Father. And as we continue this 60-60, Father, let lives be changed. Let the words that came forth from all of the leaders, the apostles, the ministers, the prophets that came forth, God, stir it up in Your people, God. Allow them to receive, and not only receive, God, but let them plant the word in their hearts, God, so they will have instructions even when they don't feel like reading their Bible, God. Allow the Holy Spirit, God, to come in and download what was given to them on this 60-60. Father, I thank You right now for what You're doing, and we thank You for what's to come. And we all say, amen. We will release the line if anyone has something to say.
Grace and peace. Grace and peace. This is Apostle Fast. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to thank you for allowing God to give you that powerful encouragement, word of encouragement and prayer. I really feel empowered. I feel moved. I feel encouraged. I want to say I'm proud of you. You spoke with such boldness. You spoke with clarity. And I'm thankful for the reminder. So thank you. I thank God for it, and I agree with God. I agree with God.
Thank you.
More grace.
Yes,
I love you.
I love you too.
Grace and peace. This is Sarai. TFC Power, I want to thank you for reminding us of the goodness of God and how he remains faithful even through our mess, even through our imperfections. Your words pointed us back to his heart and his love. So thank you, TFC Power.
Oh, we give God glory for that. Amen. Yes, God. You're welcome, sissy.
Grace and peace, is Pastor Shane. I want to say thank you so much for that encouraging word. That really just touched my heart and encouraged me as I tapped in with you today. So thank you so much.
All glory and honor to God. You're welcome.
Good afternoon. Prophet DeMarcus here. I just want to say thank you, PIT Tara, for leading the charge this afternoon and just bringing a lot of perspective reminders as to what our position is as believers, not just as leaders, but just as believers, period, and the mindset that we need to have to lead lives that are pleasing to God, not just through our consecration as it relates to abstaining from sin, but also in conjunction with that, fulfilling purpose. And so I thank you for being bold and, continuing to, preach holiness, speak holiness and consecration and how that all ties in with purpose. Sometimes we can get so focused only about fulfilling certain mandates that are pleasing to our standards or what we want to do, rather, and we forget that in these charges, in these fulfillments, be it tangible things or whatever it is, there's still a life of holiness that we've got to lead. And so I thank you for encouraging us, and I encourage you to continue striving for excellence as you expand in kingdom endeavors. I love you.
Hey, I love you too. Amen. Thank you. All glory to God. So if there's not anyone else on the line, we encourage you to join us back here at 5 a.m. in the morning. And if you missed the recording, you can go to our website, which is sitmiami.com, and all the recordings will be there if you missed it. And so if there's not anyone on the line that has anything else to say, we will release the line now. More grace.
More grace.
More grace.
Grace.